Mr. Fleming was born in Chelmer Place near Springfield Road in 1922. Here he talks about his childhood memories of making ball-bearing trolleys with his friends and collecting milk from the local farm.
Another of our out-of-school activities, we had the usual wheeled trolleys. Wheels come from different perambulators or scooters or pushchairs, whichever got a wheel on it we could make a trolley from. But the best part, the best trolley, were wooden trolleys made and had ball-bearing wheels on them. Most people on the border Barnes estate at that time worked at Hoffman's, and we could easily get somebody to bring us four ball-bearing wheels, which we could put on an axle, a wooden axle, fix it onto the board, and make a ball-bearing trolley. We used to take everywhere where there was a nice incline. We used to take them from Audubon Estate to the Rabbit's Run at Springfield, and we would start off at the top end at Arbor Lane and trolley all the way down to the egg factory in Victoria Road. And having got down there, we'd pull the trolley all the way back again and start all over again. We did it when the weather was right, when we were on school holidays, and but anywhere where there was an incline and the ball bearing trolley would go down it, we used to go down it. Another thing I remember when I was a bit younger, about 5 o'clock or thereafter each morning, myself and two or three friends had to go across the fields from Brownings Avenue to Patching Hall Lane to Partridge's Farm, which was on the junction of Patching Hall Lane with Broomfield Road, and there we used to get skimmed milk, a penny per pint. And we would get as many as 5 and 6 pints of milk to bring back home for mum and neighbours. Sometimes on the way back, we would have to stop and get mushrooms from the fields on the way home. That was our morning's breakfast.
This bench was installed by the Essex Record Office as part of the You Are Here project, funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund. Some of the clips came from oral history interviews recorded by Chelmsford Museum. The Essex Record Office would like to thank the Meadows Shopping Centre, the Ideas Hub, and the local volunteers who contributed to the successful completion of this project, as well as the interviewees for sharing their stories.